Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, a Rob Brown logo. ESPN Upstate.
Right, we got a little bit of, I don't know if it's breaking. It broke about 45 minutes ago. Is that considered breaking, Lonzo? Sure, why not? Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball's Players Association will have a meeting on Thursday where the Major League Baseball side, the owner's side, will present an economic proposal to the Players Association. Remember, we're in the lockdown right now. That means nothing can be happening. We're about a month away from 2022 spring training getting started, or at least where it is supposed to get started, which we will find out. But this is good, but don't get your optimism too riled up here, okay? This is good. It's good they're sitting down. It's good that there's an actual proposal, and it's good it's about the big stuff, right? We've talked about the fact that we have seen recently that they are getting work done on stuff. The problem is that Major League Baseball's Player Association and Major League Baseball as a whole, and what they've been working on, it's pretty much been all the minor details, right? And the minor details aren't what's killing us right now. What's killing baseball right now is the big stuff, the big economic issues, which are not being addressed, or at least have not been addressed until now. But here we are now with Major League Baseball bringing an economic proposal to the players to discuss. Now, is that necessarily great? No. If Lonzo wants to sell me his very nice sports car, he doesn't, don't ask. But if he wants to sell me his very nice sports car, and I say, Lonzo, I'll give you 20 grand for it, and Lonzo says, I need $500,000 for it, well, that doesn't do anything, right? It doesn't help anything because we are so far apart that there's honestly no point in continuing.
20 grand would imply that that's all I owe on it, and that's laughable.
I just needed an example as the fastest I could come up with off the top of the noggin. So, I'm interested to see what is in this proposal. I'm interested to see what the proposal says from Major League Baseball. Jeff Passan broke this news on ESPN earlier today. Says sources familiar with the situation said that the two will sit down on Thursday for the first bargaining session since the lockout. Now, the owners reached out to the Players Association to set up the meeting, during which the league plans to make a proposal that touches on some of the core economic and competitive issues, according to sources. The parties met back in December, but they discussed more ancillary issues. The path to any eventual deal, according to Passan, runs through the economic issue, and this meeting can be a harbinger for the length of the game's first work stoppage in more than a quarter century. The meetings in Dallas have been pretty illustrative of exactly what has been going on in the bargaining. The union made a proposal that mirrored its previous one. The league said on December 1st it would make a counterproposal if the union agreed to remove from the discussions, reducing the time until players reach free agency and arbitration, as well as any changes to revenue sharing. And the union said, nope, absolutely did not agree with that. So league officials departed the hotel where the bargaining was taking place and did not return. They locked the players out that evening. MLB had previously offered changes that included the removal of direct draft pick compensation on top free agents, a draft lottery, a universal designated hitter, a minimal raise of the CBT threshold, and a higher minimum salary. The union, in its latest proposal, said it was open to expanded playoffs with 12 teams as opposed to the 14 that the league went in right now, and allowing the league to put advertising patches on jerseys. Now, I'll tell you straight up right now, if that's a sticking point, advertising patches on a jersey, Players Association, get the hell over that one right now. I understand the premise, right? Because if you are a player who signs a deal with Xbox and then PlayStation comes out and sponsors your team to put a patch on the jersey, now all of the sudden you are an Xbox-sponsored player out there repping PS4 when you're on the field, which means the majority of the pictures of you that are going to go around on the interwebs are going to show you repping a console that is a direct competition to the one that you actually play. I see how that would be a problem. That is why the NBA has done what the NBA has done. The NBA started with this and then started working out to where jersey sponsors would also have money go towards the players as well. I don't know that the players are going to love it, but if that's the sticking point between playing baseball and not playing baseball, work a deal out quick. Work a deal out quick. Now, MLB had previously offered changes. We talked about those a second ago. Players Association came back. Players Association said no to all, not no to all of them, but no to some of them. However, here are some of the spots that we are willing to change. Here are some of the spots that we are willing to give up some room. That put the two sides on course for a meeting this Thursday. Passan says, quote, should the meeting set the sides on course towards a deal, it could salvage starting spring training on time, which sources on both sides in recent weeks have characterized as in peril. Pitchers and catchers are due to report to camps in Arizona and Florida by mid-February, with the first spring training game scheduled for February 26. Regular season games wouldn't start until March 31st. Sources said in order for the season to start on time, a deal would need to be in place by around March 10th. Because of the lockout, a number of logistical issues from the 100-plus free agents still without jobs to the expired visas of players not from the U.S. will be prevalent and are expected to lead to a scramble regardless of when a deal is struck. So, again, the good news here is that MLB and the PA will be sitting down on Thursday. The good news here is that there have been some levels of compromise on certain issues, but these certain issues, the small issues, are all part of a larger issue where the shadow remains ominously large. We will see, and hopefully on Friday, we can report that conversation has progressed and we're working towards spring training again. They would have until the estimation from Jeff Passan, they would have until March 10th to get a deal done and still give players adequate time to get training in before the March 31st opening day. Any later than that, and we start losing baseball games, which is, again, the fans who are pawns in this game, that's where we start to get angry and get hurt. We'll see if they, you know, care.
How realistic do you think it is that they start the season on time?
I honestly, I'm 50-50 on it. If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd have said 90% chance they have to cancel games. This week, I'm 50-50, mainly because this meeting kind of came out of nowhere, right? The fact that the owners called the players and said, yo, what up? New phone, who this? You busy on Thursday? What y'all doing Thursday? You got any plans? What do you say we hit the old Hilton 5 points, knock back a couple of brewskis and see if we can figure something out? The fact that the owners came to the PA with this, I'm slightly optimistic. Slightly optimistic. Because it means, right, if MLB had not come up with some terms they're willing to push forward on and as far as compromise, they wouldn't call this meeting, right? They're not going to call a meeting to the PA and go, players, thank you for coming. We're so glad you're here. Make sure you hit the veal bar out front. Delicious salads on point. The reason we brought you here today is because we wanted to say to you that we're not changing a damn thing and you're going to like it. Because that's what the owners sound like in business meetings. That's not a reason they would call. They wouldn't call a meeting together to say we haven't changed on anything.
I was going
to
say, that sounded like a radio business.
Yeah. They're not going to call a meeting where the Players Association hits Twitter after and goes, well, that could have been an email. They're going to hit because they are going to say, okay, you know what? We thought about it. We went back and forth. And we've decided we're going to compromise on issues 1, 7, and 12. Where are you willing to compromise? And hopefully it's on 1, 7, and 12. And if they do, great. We're one step closer. But again, we'll see what this meeting brings on Friday morning.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.